one of the mistakes people sometimes make about the spiritual life is that it's purely spiritual. That since God is invisible and grace is invisible and faith is invisible, that the spiritual life is invisible and it's just between us and God, and all we have to do is sit quietly and that's it. Well, I don't think Catholics make that mistake, because we're very aware of the use of sacraments, of physical things that convey grace. And the scriptures are full of language that respects human communication, so that our religion is not just an invisible thing, it's manifested all the time. Our love of God is connected to our love of neighbor, and we can't communicate love without giving people things, or touching them, or speaking to them, or gesturing somehow. Well, I have this in mind because it seems that this week has had a lot of references to use of the senses. I mean, look at Sunday's gospel. Jesus called us the salt of the earth, right? And the light of the world. Well, salt is a reference to taste. Something tastes salty. Light has to do with sight. Today's gospel is about a deaf man. That has to do with hearing. And he's got a speech impediment. It has to do with speaking. So all these physical senses are means that we need to communicate with. God doesn't need that. Angels don't need it. But we need that. If God doesn't use anything physical, we don't know it. We don't know anything about it. We can't experience it. So we need the senses. Well, this might make us or invite us to ponder a little bit the whole business of communication, since God is the great communicator and the Son of God is the Word of the Father. He's all about communication, which is how relationships are established. And we know that communication is more than just voices. It's more than just written words. All the senses are means of communication. That's why when Jesus says, be opened to the deaf man, he's not only saying, open your ears. He's also saying, open your eyes, open your heart, open your mouth, open your taste buds, be open to how God is communicating. And that's what he's saying to us. Be open, be open. Today's readings have these symbolic gestures, which are very important in the spiritual life. The liturgy is full of symbols and symbolic gestures. In the first reading, the prophet takes off his new cloak and tears it into 12 pieces. Couldn't he just have said, you're going to get 10 tribes? And no, actions speak louder than words. Communication is more effective when there is something to see. And if you watch somebody tear up their cloak, a brand new cloak, into 12 pieces, you'll remember it and you'll know it has significance. You might not know what it means right away, but you say, this guy is trying to communicate something to me. Symbolic gestures. Now, what he's communicating there is the division of the 12 tribes, right? The 10 tribes in the north, they were separated from the house of David because Solomon was such a bad ruler by that time. One tribe remains, the tribe of Judah remains for the sake of David and in fulfillment of the promise of God that he would never abandon the descendants of David. That only adds up to 11. One of the tribes disappears or gets absorbed. So that's a little complicated. But the point is, actions speak louder than words. Jesus uses actions in the gospel as well. I mean, the man's deaf. He can't hear what he's saying. So he uses communication that bypasses mere hearing. He touches his ears. He puts his finger in his ears. Spitting. He touched his tongue. He looked up to heaven and groaned. Now, the man couldn't hear the groan, but he could see Jesus look up to heaven. Clearly, he was doing something for him. And then he says, Ephatha. It had to be the first word that the deaf man ever heard. He all of a sudden, he hears Ephatha. And he knows what it means because it happened. Be open, be open. So symbolic gestures are very important. And this is, I think, so we take it for granted that we are communicating by means of gestures and actions and words. Maybe just to reflect on this, you can think about your experience in the last 5 years since the COVID era. We've had lots of experience of Zoom meetings or online meetings in some platform or another. And we know it's great to be able to do that because people can get together who are not physically in the same location. But we also know how limiting it is, or how limited it is. When we have a Zoom meeting, yes, we can hear what people say, and maybe we can see them if they turn their camera on, but we miss a lot. The communication is very, very narrow. So it's good for what it is, but it's not really anything like being present in person. I remember somebody comparing it to if personal face-to-face in-person communication is like a symphony, a Zoom meeting is like one violin and one cello or one flute. They play the melody, you can understand what the song is. You see that's the piece that was composed, but you don't get the whole experience. So when we're together in person, we have body language, we can tell whether people are listening or not, whether they fell asleep or not, whether they're upset by what we say or not. And there's a lot of communication that goes on beyond the level of simply our vocal speaking. Anyway, so that's what we see in these readings as well, this many levels of communication. And this is important for us to realize, God speaks to us on many levels. And sometimes at the same time. Yes, circumstances, the weather, how our bodies, you know, things that we sense in our own health condition. Yes, words, but also, I don't know what, all kinds of things, sunlight, animals, especially people, and how they react to us. God speaks through all these things. Yesterday, I got an email or a post from one of my relatives. Actually, a cousin had sent it to one of my siblings. The sibling posted it to our sibling chat group. It was about AI, an article, somebody's post about AI. And then later in the day, maybe that was last night, a member of the community sent me the same post. And also last night, I was talking to a man who's interested in this sort of thing, and I sent it to him. And then this morning, I saw in the news that particular post about the AI revolution went mega viral. It was, in 36 hours, it was read by 70 million people. I said, well, I read it 2 or 3 times myself, so I don't know if that counts. Maybe I count this 2 or 3. And I sent it to someone, and I spoke to someone about it. So I said, what is this? This is the way communication is now. The man in the post says that we're in the stage in the AI development, something like we were in February 2020. In February 2020, we heard that there was a virus, and it was floating around Asia somewhere, and it didn't affect us. We didn't pay much attention to it. Within 1 month, everything was shut down and everything changed, and we know that experience. It was a complete upheaval of everything. This man claims that the AI revolution is just like that. We're in February 2020, and it's going to be a bigger upheaval than COVID was. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but 70 million people took it in. My point is, this is one way of communicating now. A post on X, or a post on an email thread, or whatever social media. This is how communication works. On Wednesday, maybe you heard this, in the parish here, that big statue of Mary Mother of the Church fell down. You heard about that? Big wooden statue of Mary Mother of the Church right in the sanctuary. Beautiful statue. Mary holding the child Jesus in one arm. I can't remember. There's a dove. There's a dove on her shoulder. I can't remember exactly what the statue looks like. But anyway, it fell down during the Mass on the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. As soon as I heard it, I said, wow, that's just too significant. The timing, a statue of Our Lady on the Feast of Our Lady crashing to the ground. Her head was all damaged. the child Jesus was unhurt, so as if Mary protected child Jesus, or Mary, mother of the church, protecting the church. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. What is God communicating in that very striking incident? I don't know. Maybe just telling the parish that there's termites, termites in the wall. Maybe that's all it is. But that's enough. That's a communication. That very same day, Wednesday morning, Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, I was distributing communion. The last person I gave communion to, I don't know how it happened, the host fell to the ground. And that's very rare. That doesn't happen very often. I've been a priest 25 years. That's maybe happened 10 times in my life. It also happened on Tuesday. Tuesday, the very last person I gave communion to, the host fell to the ground. I don't know how it happened. Wednesday, exactly the same thing. The last person in line, the host fell to the ground. 2 days in a row. Two masses in a row. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. But my point is, Jesus is saying to us, be open. So be open to the different ways God communicates. We don't always know what he's saying or what it means. But if we're not open, then we're going to miss the whole thing. So just like this guy crying out to the world about the AI revolution, get ready for this big change that's going to happen in the world. Well, be open is his message to this. Now that's just one aspect of life. But God speaks to us about every aspect of life. About our spiritual life, about our future, about our relationships, about our possessions, about our health, about our use of time, about everything. He's telling us to be open, because there's so much more to life with God than we tend to think. Going back to that image of the symphony as opposed to listening to one flute and one violin. Well, yeah, one flute and one violin can be beautiful, but it's nothing like a symphony. And what we pick up of what God is saying to us might be beautiful and very moving, but it's nothing like the symphony that he has in mind for us. So be open, be ready to interpret with patience, no, and with humility, interpret the ways God communicates, sound, vision, taste, gesture, touch, smell, and everything. You know, this is important. Be open. What the people reacted when they saw this deaf man, this deaf mute man speaking, hearing and speaking, their reaction was they were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." That's exactly what was said by the prophet Isaiah about the Messiah. In the days of the Messiah, the deaf will hear and the mute will speak. So the people, because they also were opened by the miracle, they realized we're in the presence of the Messiah. So just one more example of how important it is to be open to the communication of God. However he's communicating, by gesture, by word, by interior inspiration, by circumstances, by accidents, who knows, by statues falling, I don't know. Be open and let the word of God penetrate more deeply into your hearts so that he can give you the gift of his life.